whatever is explained in there, you know, they accept that and they follow that.
Oh, yeah.
So in this Abhidhamma Kosha text, you know, it doesn't give many reasons, you know, saying this is like this is this because it's like that, you know, this is that is that because it's like that. So they don't give the reasons like that. You know, they just say this is like this and that is like this, that's that is this. And so they just show like a map and then you just follow. You know, so you just follow that map, follow that map. It doesn't explain, you know, why it's like this, you know, the reasons, all these things. You know. And then the example of the next second one, you know, the Sautantika's following reasoning, you know, is the Sautantika who follows the seven treaties on the valid cognition. So those you know, the texts that are composed by like Dignaga and Dharmakirti. So yeah, they always examine you know everything that is taught, and they will not believe. Even if it's taught by Buddha, they will still examine you know, by applying many logical reasons. You know, so there are seven treaties, you know, on a valid cognition. You know, so there are seven treaties, you know, that explains, you know, how to, you know, like apply the logical reasons to analyze or to examine the things, you know. And so those texts are called seven treaties on valid cognition. And so Sutra Sautantikas, you know, who followed that, are the Sautantika following reasonings.
Mm-hmm.
So the seven treaties on the valid cognition, you know, is composed by Dharmakirti, and he composes on the based on the text, you know, known as the compendium of the valid cognition, composed by Dignaga. So there are seven different texts or seven different treaties, you know, on the valid cognition. So that is composed. That's all composed by Dharmakirti. So there's the three treaties, you know, like the body, the three body-like treaties. You know, so there are three of them, and then and then there are four treaties, you know, that came, you know, came out from this the three treaties. And so they're all together, there are seven treaties. And so the first three, you know, the body like three treaties are the commentary on a valid cognition, That's the extensive one. And then the middling one is called the discernment of the valid cognition. And then the brief one is Riktisira, a drop of reasoning. You know, so those are the three, the main main treatise. And then the first one, the extensive the commentary on the value of cognition, has four chapters. And so if there are English translated, that these texts translated into English, then you should read the second chapter in which Dhammakirti has he tried to prove that Buddha is the ultimate refuge through the religions, not just quoting the scriptural course, but mainly by applying the reasons, logical reasons, how Buddha is the ultimate refuge, how Buddha doesn't have any faults, how he has abandoned all the abandonments, and how he has achieved all the good qualities and so forth. Is there translation of this
second chapter?
Is enlightenment possible?
Kono tawara kadu joja yare ya mando ro chi mathi ne timage ke kesa tuna chi
tene pa. Is it from the text to text? Is it from the text or from transcribing from the teachings?
I think he translated
from the text. Beja kono pa.
Da tene pe ya mo yare.
That would be very good. So if it's from text to text, direct translation from the text, then that would be very good. So exactly the same as the text.
So that is
about the seven treatises on valid cognition.
And
so the third point, is the etymology. And etymology is called the reason why he's called a Sautantika, why so-and-so is called Sautantika. So just like, he says, why is he called thief? Oh, because he stole the horse. Because he stole the horse, so that's why he's called thief. So just like that.
So
they are called sutra, Sautantika, because they perform tenets following the sutras of the Buddha. the two different the discourse of the Buddha, the hearer's discourse and the Bodhisattva's discourse, and in the Bodhisattva's discourse there are sutras and tantras and all these things, but the Sautantika doesn't accept that. This is the discourse of the Buddha is only the hearer's discourse, and that is what I'm following. So that's why they're called the Sautantika.
And 아니 너왜 너와 보드 쭉 조심이 아래 어떤 내지 캔데 캔데 왜 보드 좀 뒤에 쭉이지 마도 어 사실 좀 말했어 제가 저거 도울라고.
So all the hundred you know, volumes of the scriptures, the hundred volumes of the scriptures that is translated into Tibetan now, you know, from our, you know, from Buddha's teaching into Tibetan, all those, you know, the, all those hundred volumes of the, you know, the sutra will not be accepted, you know, as the sutra, as the teaching, as the discourse of the Buddha. Only among the hundred, you know, volumes of the scripture, maybe only the about 16. About 16, so that explains, you know, the sutra, you know, of the you know, the heroes, you know, the heroes' discourse, and also there's some, you know, sutra on the Vinaya. So only those, you know, a few volumes of scriptures will be accepted, you know, as the Buddha's teaching.
Dama-yayana-dodeba-shisha-gos. Ta-ane-chi-tam-che-bi-yi-go-de-tana-pa-bas. Dodeba-tu-su-kasa. Gangza-ga-dame-